This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Okay, so as college kids go back to school, restaurants and shops around campus are getting a boost, but not all the money that they're spending comes from their summer jobs or their parents' pocketbooks, for that matter. Because in the world of college financial aid, the first couple of weeks of class are known as refund time. Marketplace's Eve Troe has that story.
Pierce College is a public two-year school in suburban Los Angeles. Anna Faye Robinson is financial aid director. Right now, students call her office every day asking one question.
Pretty much, when do I get my money? That's the phrase that we receive all the time. When do I get my money?
They mean their so-called refund from federal student aid. About half of Pierce's 15,000 full-time students get Pell Grants, and many also take government loans. The school takes its share for tuition, at Pierce less than $600 a semester. The rest goes directly to the student, often thousands of dollars. What's it for?
Room and board, books and supplies, transportation, and miscellaneous expenses.
Robinson says it's clear that money is to help with education, though students can spend it however they want. A new stereo, video games, clothes. Some then show up distraught, out of funds by semester's end. I may have been guilty of this myself. But the real problem isn't how students spend the money. It's that financial aid offers are confusing, says Lauren Asher at the Project on Student Debt.
It's not always clear in that letter what is a loan and what is a grant. Students might not see that they have a choice about whether to borrow some or all or none of that amount.
Asher says most financial aid students don't get enough help. They wind up working full-time or enrolling in college part-time to save money. Both up the chances that a student won't ever finish a degree. And that, she says, is the real waste. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.
We went out to Facebook today and asked you what you spent your refund checks on. We got a whole lot of answers. Here's a couple of them.
Bills, food, apartment furnishings, and a weekend trip to New York, complete with a small shopping spree during my senior year.
Laptop, magic cards, a failed startup dorm room business.
Clothes that actually fit me decently. I was sick of wearing high school age things.
Cigarettes and booze.
My grandmother's 95 Toyota Avalon, a hefty dental bill, paid off a debt to the IRS, a summer traveling in France and Spain, and most recently, all the expenses to relocate and work in Ireland. Cheers, Sally Mae.
So there was that, and then there was the killjoy.
We need our youth to be more accountable, repentant of clueless, wasted spending and the like. Maybe I would like to say grow up and get out of that playing around mentality. But is that too harsh? They will learn. There's no free lunch.
Not too harsh. It's the smart thing, really. Tell us what you think or what you spent your refund check on, whatever you like. It's on Facebook, or you can tweet us at Marketplace APM.